Welcome back to Change It Up. Now here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. And as promised in this segment, Sherry Blair is joining us. And most of you know Sherry because she's been with us for a long time, a sponsor of this show. We love her because she loves women, and her whole mission in life is to educate women about finances so that they can grow beautiful financial futures. She's been doing this for over 27 years. As I mentioned in the last segment, she does these amazing, lovely events twice a year. So we'll have another one coming up in April, probably, right?
It's in April. That's correct, Paula. Yeah, very good.
And I already described to them about the events you do. It's a beautiful combination of putting together flower arrangements, having beautiful food, having Sherry educate us about the things we need to know to be wise investors and to be wise with our money. So without further ado, I introduce Sherry Blair, who I love and who we love at Change It Up Radio. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Paula. Thank you. That's so sweet.
Well, it's the truth. It's the truth.
Thanks.
So I have already been talking to our listeners and saying, we all know it's that time of year that many of us dread and many of us procrastinate around. But it's here. In fact, it's toward the end of January, so we need to get our act together, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So share with us some things that would be smart for us to be doing right now to get ready for taxes.
Yes, now is the tax filing season. So by the end of January, people will have received, if they haven't already, their 1099s or W-2s,
right. All
this information. And I've had clients at my office calling since like right after New Year saying, when am I going to get my 1099? And we say, well, we have until the end of January. The companies have until the end of January to do that. So we all know that there was a new tax law, obviously, that went into effect, a tax law and job act of the 2017. Mm-hmm. And that eliminated a lot of beneficial deductions and credits.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this law is a mixed bag for many people and households alike because it increases the standard deduction.
Now, what exactly does that mean?
The standard deduction is how much you're able to deduct off of your income, right?
Oh, okay.
Right. But there are more than a dozen, 12 deductions that are now extinct.
Ooh.
And I want to share some of those today.
Oh, my goodness.
Some that I feel that are very important and to be aware of, at least those that clients of mine are wanting to know about when they come and talk to us.
Okay.
So we're going to start out with the standard deduction. Some of the best news of the tax reform law is the increase in standard deduction. While single taxpayers were eligible for a little over $6,000 to deduct, so $6,350 last year, that amount is almost doubled for 2018.
Wow.
So you can actually deduct this past year, 2018, off of your taxes, $12,000.
If you have receipts to back that up, right?
No. You're not. That's only if you itemize.
Oh.
So let's just say you want to do standard deduction.
Okay.
You don't want to worry about itemized. Oh. You don't want to worry about receipts, anything like that. That's why this is so important.
I see.
Right? Because now we're going to have a choice, and I'll talk a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're married, you're filing jointly, the deduction's gone up to $24,000 for 2018. That's up $13,000 from 2017.
And a lot of people probably wouldn't have the itemized deductions that would add up to that. So this is going to be easier for them, right?
That's right. It makes it much easier. She's absolutely right.
That's good news.
It is good news for many. And then now head of households will see a bump in their standard deduction from $9,550 to $18,000 for 2018.
Wow.
So in many cases, it's doubled or almost doubled, right?
Mm-hmm.
So many folks, going back to what Paula was talking about, might do things differently this year. Namely, the standard deduction, and rather than itemizing your tax returns. Why would you do that? Well, obviously, if the standard deduction is for a couple, $24,000, and if you itemize at $24,300, that's so mm-hmm. nominal, and you don't mm-hmm. want to put any red flags for to be audited, right? Mm-hmm. It would be easier to do that, absolutely. And many people would choose to do that. They say that an estimated 90% of taxpayers will be taking standard deductions for 2018 taxes.
Wow. And how does that compare to in the past?
Well, according to the TurboTax, they're saying that this is it's higher, and they're saying maybe 70% would only take standard deduction.
Oh.
Because the standard deduction has risen, why would you itemize, some people say. So itemization might no longer make sense, mm-hmm. you know, as far as like you were saying, the receipts.
Yeah.
So a tax filer has two choices, preparing their own returns. They can take the standard deduction that the IRS allows, mm-hmm. and they can itemize, or they can itemize their deduction, their expenses, and hope that by doing so will give them a number that will exceed the standard deduction.
Got it.
So even if you itemize, it's more complicated, and it may take longer, so on and so forth.
Oh, it's a nightmare at my house.
Is it?
Well, stacks and stacks of receipts everywhere, and me just going, woe is me.
Right, right.
It's so painful. It truly is.
Well, it's painful. I understand it's painful for a lot of us and for many. So, you know, in your situation, I mean, obviously it depends on the numbers.
Right.
But, you know, you have to do the math.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but taking itemizing can often lead to a higher tax break. So
yeah.
Some people, I mean, you have to do the math and you have to
sure.
determine that. So
sure.
That's the first thing. I want to be mindful of our time, Paula.
You're doing beautifully.
Good. So the second one I want to talk about was personal exemption. So before 2018, depending on how many people you had or, you know, dependents you had, you were taking care of. Now the exemption allows taxpayers to subtract a little over $4,000 mm-hmm. from their taxable income for each dependent they claim. So eliminating...
That's like your children, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Children, if you had a senior parent living with you.
Oh.
Even a dependent.
Oh, I didn't
right
realize
after,
that.
Right after college or something like that. Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Moving in. I mean,
so that's an automatic $4,000 on top of the maybe $24,000 that you just got as a married couple.
Well, okay. Let me just explain something.
Okay.
So eliminating it is a significant loss. So it's actually, it's a loss.
Oh, you yes. don't get
no,
that?
No, you don't. So
what?
It's a loss. So the exemption allows taxpayers,
oh.
it did allow them to subtract almost $4,000, a little over $4,000, and for each dependent they claimed.
I see.
So you get this itemized deduction now,
mm-hmm.
right? Standard deduction.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, this
wow.
could be a significant loss for families.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the increase, and this... However, they say because we've increased the standard deduction, you know, it may not
it may
even,
be a wash.
It may soften the blow.
Mm-hmm.
But it just depends. That's why I said you have to do the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Another?
Can we pause for just a moment, Sherry? Because, you know, I want to ask you more in the next segment. But what preceded and why did they make these changes in the taxes? Is this just arbitrary or did something happen?
Well, we got a new president in.
Oh, that.
And
really?
And the Congress and the Senate, and they've been wanting to change the tax laws for some time.
Oh, they have. I
yeah.
see.
Mm-hmm.
And this
mm-hmm.
was the year that it happened.
Well, they worked on this from the time that the new president, or the then new president came in.
I see.
And with the Congress and the Senate, and that passed at the end of 2017.
Oh, I see. So it's implemented now for 2018, which is the taxes we're doing now.
Right. This goes through all the way till 2025.
Wow. So there's no way it will change till at least then.
It doesn't mean that if there's with change in Congress, change in Senate, change in president, that mm-hmm. there can't be changes. But these have been put in place and in effect till 2025.
Wow.
But it doesn't mean that change can't happen.
I see.
It's just that's
it's still
when,
America.
That's when they would, well, that's when they would expire. Okay?
Yeah, got it. And we will be talking about what these changes are going to mean and what other changes there are as soon as we come back from this break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
Welcome back to Change It Up. Now here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. In studio with me is Sherry Blair, our sponsor and financial advisor. And we're talking taxes today, guys. Mm-hmm. Those of you who may have just joined us, you missed some of what Sherry has been sharing with us about the changes in the tax laws for 2018. But she's got lots more to share with us. So be sure you catch the show so you get all that information and you're prepared for how to file those taxes this year. All right, right, Sherry, right. So what are some of the other changes?
Well, before I go in there, I just want to say that, you know, because I'm a financial planner, I'm not a CPA or a tax accountant. So these are things that come up in conversations with my clients or come in and talk with us. But if there's anything that goes beyond what you're hearing that you have questions for, you might want to check with your accountant or CPA.
Good idea.
I just want to disclose that.
Thank you. That was great advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next one that's gone away that I want to talk about that's very important.
And this is another deduction that's going away?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called the SALT deduction,
okay,
which means state and local tax deductions. So for those of us that live here in California and New York primarily, which have above state income tax and property tax laws, are going to hit us the most. Because there's a cap on that now that you can deduct of only up to $10,000.
So I'm a little confused. So those of us who live in New York and California who have what deductions?
It's
state taxes.
No, it's state and local tax. Yes.
Okay, and we get to deduct that because there's a change.
There's a cap.
But before?
There's a cap on that. There's a cap of $10,000.
Got it.
So before, if you deducted, depending on what your property taxes were, if you had above average, because of incomes are higher in California, New York, those kind of things, you had state tax that were, you could deduct so much from that, or depending on how high it was. And now there's a cap of $10,000.
Got it. For everybody?
For everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's going to impact the middle class the most.
Mm.
And it's going to impact the middle class the most, yeah.
Because they maybe were deducting more than that before?
Absolutely. A lot more.
Ooh, that's bad news for them.
It's not good at all. No, it's not good. So another one that I want to talk about is the $1 million mortgage interest deduction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That change is disproportionate. That affects also the states like California and New York as well. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because the amount of mortgage interest, it has to do with the amount of mortgage interest you can deduct. If you were married last year and you could deduct your mortgage up to $1 million.
Wow.
The interest on your mortgage,
mm-hmm.
okay, in the state, of, you know. But now there's been a limit put on that you can only deduct the interest up to $750,000. So if you have a mortgage that's anything over that, whatever interest that you're paying, you cannot deduct.
So
in the state of California,
and
in the state of New York,
aren't we lucky?
We are hurt the most. Yeah.
But you have to have a pretty expensive house to be paying a mortgage of $750,000 a year, right? I mean, isn't this affecting people at a really high income level?
It does. It does. Obviously, it does. But, you know, when you think about it, a house in California, I know a couple, a young couple that have three children that just bought a house that's over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put money, obviously, down the house. But they go over that $750.
They do. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And they will not be able to deduct.
But you couldn't deduct the whole thing, right? Over there. The interest only is what you get.
You only
to
get
deduct.
Deduct the interest off right. your yeah, okay. off your mortgage.
I get it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let's see where we are in time here. Okay, so there's another one, what they call the unrestricted deduction for home equity loan interest. So the tax laws also eliminate the unlimited interest deduction for both new and existing home equity loans. So I'm sure you know people that take out home equity loans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
and you used to be able to deduct the interest you were
paying?
Well,
yes, you could deduct that if, you know, and you could take out a loan, mm-hmm. deduct the interest for loans taken out for any purposes such as debt consolidation,
mm-hmm.
Or even travel. Now, only interest on loans used to make home improvements are eligible for the deduction. So people will sometimes take home mortgage loans out mm-hmm. for other things.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to, in order to deduct the interest off those loans, they have to apply to your home improvements.
So will this affect people who do the reverse mortgage thing?
That is a question that if you are there, because we have clients that are there,
mm-hmm.
I would say it's time to go talk to your advisor about that, because that is a very important, mm-hmm. a very important point. As you brought that up, I thought, oh gosh, we're in the middle of working with clients like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like that right now ourselves. The last one I want to share about the deductions here is the alimony deduction.
Oh.
Now, this is very interesting. Okay, because I know of people in this situation. Okay, couples could set up alimony agreements in the past, prior to the end of 2018, that would allow the person making the payment. So let's just say the husband is making the payment to the wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's happened so often in the past mm-hmm. traditionally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that would allow that person making the payment to deduct that money from their federal taxes.
Right.
So if the husband's making payments, alimony pays to the wife, he's able to deduct those payments.
The total amount.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's right.
So let's just round it off and say maybe that's $5,000 a month, so $60,000 a year.
Right.
This person
right.
could.
Right.
Okay.
It could be 60, it could be 100,000,
sure.
it could be more.
And what's changing now?
Okay, that won't be an option this year.
None of the alimonies?
You won't be able to deduct.
All of it?
No, you won't. No, you will not be able to deduct alimony anymore because it's not taxable to the recipient. So if the husband's paying alimony to the wife and he was deducting it and it was taxable to her, it is no longer taxable to her and he can't write it off.
This could triple my clientele with men.
There you go.
Oh my God, I can hear him screaming in the streets.
Well,
wow,
you know,
that's a big blow
for
a lot of people.
It is a big one because, you know, since the alimony is no longer considered income
mm-hmm.
to the recipient,
yeah.
to the woman in that scenario, she cannot deduct any of the legal fees that incurred to get the divorce completed after December 2018.
Mm.
So if she paid legal fees in 2018, she will not be able to deduct them anymore.
Oh, women are going to be screaming in the streets too.
You might have more clients from there too. So, you know, I actually know divorce attorneys that were talking to clients that were actually discussing divorce to get this completed before the end of 2018.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. If you're paying $60,000 in alimony and you can deduct that off your federal taxes and you make $300,000, $250,000, whatever,
mm-hmm.
that's a nice chunk, right?
It is.
And now all of a sudden now you pay $60,000 and you make your income the same and you can't deduct it. That's going to make a big difference on your tax consequences.
So now will that take effect next year or this year? If you're filing this year, that starts?
2018, this goes till the end of 2018, so anybody in 2019 that, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But it's important to understand. Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
And then I'd like to just wrap it up if we could. I had a couple things regarding filing taxes. You know, getting the best return isn't always necessarily how skilled you are. Mm-hmm. But it's about what you know. So many taxpayers miss out on getting the best deductions or on deductions and credits because they're just not aware. So a couple of things I wanted to point out here. If you're not aware, you need to check into.
Only got 1 minute. Okay. So
let's, and that would be a health savings account. So, you know, there's good tax savings in that. Check into that. Medical expenses, you're still at, up to 2000 for 2018. You can do 7.5%. As of next year, it's going back to 10%. So anything that exceeds your gross adjusted income, 7.5% of that, you can use as a deduction as write-off. And last but not least, I want to share is the deduction for business and self-employed. So that would be business-related insurance premiums of any kind, health insurance, dental insurance premiums, and also even you can look into life insurance. Those premiums can be deducted. So that's important, and I know a lot of I have a lot of clients that aren't aware of that.
Sherry, you have been amazing today, on point. Shared some good news and some bad news with us, but we're really glad to know it because it'll keep us out of trouble. So thank you again for being with us. I love having you on the show.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you for all this information. And thank you to my listeners. Remember, you can hear us here on AM 1170, The Answer, and 96.1 FM, The Answer, on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock. We're on every major podcast platform, including iHeartRadio and Blog Talk Radio. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and please find us and like us and write to us because we want to do shows about the things you care about. So thank you for being with us. We'll see you next week on Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up.